Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KCBS Radio, original podcasts.
From KCBS Radio in San Francisco, I'm Mike DeWald, and this is Bay Current.
For some, preparing a home for wildfire can seem like a daunting task, an overwhelming feat. Where do you even start? Ember Stomp at the Marin County Civic Center looked to demystify the process, while also bringing the community together around art, music, food, and design. Kaya Halpern is with Fire Safe Marin, the group organizing the event. She explains.
Driving around Marin, you look and the grasses are tall, right? They're really tall, and that's creating all of this fuel. So maybe the wildfire season will be a little bit later. We don't know, but it's still going to happen, right? Wildfires are part of California's ecology. And so that's really where Fire Safe Marin takes the standpoint that we are adapting to wildfire. We know that they're going to happen, but there are things that we can do to help prepare our communities and protect our neighborhoods and our homes. In learning that how fire is part of the ecosystem, I think really changes our perspective around how we can think about this of just, we need to stop all wildfires. Well, we know that naturally they're going to happen, and unfortunately a lot are human caused. So there are things that we can do to lower those, and especially keeping in mind red flag days. So that's the time really where wildfires, there's the conditions that make them more likely to happen. And so there's a lot that people can do on these red flag days to protect themselves.
In some cases, it was about vendors showing off the latest in tech and innovation, sometimes with everyday products. David Whitman is with Brushfire Battle Systems. By day, he's a teacher of robotics and environmental science. He's developed technology to turn pools into wildfire defense systems.
Yeah, what it is a Honda-powered high-pressure water pump. And so you toss a suction line into the pool, you start up the engine, you've got fire hoses attached to the output side, and you suck water out of the pool and push it through that high-pressure water pump and run a minimum of two fire hoses, whether they're attached to sprinklers or you're crazy enough to use an attack nozzle. That's really what it is in a nutshell.
Others were far less technical. Chase Shonfiki is owner of Chase and Goat Grazing in Santa Rosa. His livestock play a very important role in making property resistant to wildfire.
We use the goats and sheep to build like fire breaks and shaded fuel breaks to protect homes or buildings or even just properties itself. And we will come in and fence off the areas that they want grazed and try to reduce the fuel loads.
One of the showcases of Ember Stomp are the live fire demos, comparing how fire burns different materials on a house. Steve Coral is considered one of the premier experts in this area. He's a retired advisor with the UC Cooperative Extension. He led the demonstration.
So in my working life, I was a scientist, and I worked on built environment issues and wildfire. So what makes homes vulnerable to wildfire, and more importantly, what can you do about it? So mitigation strategies given these vulnerabilities. So there are many things on the house that are vulnerable: siding, vents, windows, the under-eave area, the roof, decks. Many products that we build with are combustible, and so the goal is to figure out what can you do given these sort of situations. And there are things you can do building code-wise that deal with new construction, but most of us already live somewhere. And so the big issue is, what can you do in a cost-effective manner to reduce the vulnerability of houses already built, given you know, that it's, they're already going to have their design, they're already going to have the materials on them. And so it's how to most effectively spend your money to reduce the vulnerability. And you do that by a combination of things that you do to the house itself, but also equally important is what you do in terms of the vegetation on the property and other combustible things. So your tool shed, if you happen to have a trailer or an RV, where do you put them? How do you treat them? Because all of these other things on the property, your wood pile, all the things on the property can be vulnerable to your home. So the combination of what you do on your property and what you do to your home is really the solution to reducing the vulnerability of your home to wildfire.
So here we're looking at a wood siding versus a fiber cement siding.
That's
so
correct.
So what happened here? You know, what are some of the differences we see in the way that these burn?
So the fiber cement siding product is a non-combustible siding product. So you really need a really long exposure, like a neighbor really close by or a tool shed that's full of stuff burning and threatening that siding for it to be a problem. And then, so we had fiber cement on one side, and then we had a wood siding product on the other corner wall. And we exposed both of them to burning wood crib that was intended to mimic like vegetation and bark mulch near your home. And we just observed what happened. So the fiber cement product wasn't really damaged to the flames from the burning wood crib. The wood siding did ignite. The flame spread upward on the wall a couple of 3 feet. But more importantly, the fire burned through the lap joint. These was a horizontal lap product. The fire burned through the lap joint into what would be the stud cavity. And once it gets into the stud cavity, it's, you know, it's pretty much into your house. So we just observed the vulnerability of wood siding versus a fiber cement siding, which is a non-combustible product.
So if someone has, you know, a house or a structure that has maybe wood siding, is there a way to recreate the non-combustible without redoing everything? Or what kinds of decisions have to be made in that scenario?
If you have wood siding, then your best bet is to address near home combustible things. So creating a non-combustible zone right next to your house, making sure that if your siding goes to all the way to the ground, so this would not be good from a moisture perspective. You might have decay problems or termite problem if that were the case. But you want to create a non-combustible zone horizontally close to your house and vertically. Now, the non-combustible zone vertically only needs to be a few 6 inches, let's say. And you can do that by installing metal flashing at the base of the wall, or that would be probably the easiest solution. Or you can replace, because fiber cement products often have a pattern that is close to a wood product pattern, you can replace the bottom couple of courses with the fiber cement and leave. So you're sort of replacing locally where the areas are most vulnerable. If you already have siding, that would be your thing, is to address vegetation and other combustible on the property, and then making sure you have the bottom part of your siding less vulnerable by either adding or installing a metal flashing product or replacing the siding on the bottom course or two with a non-combustible option. And that will take care of the ember exposure part, the bottom part. But if you have a big tool shed that is wood and has a lot of materials in it and it ignites, then what you did to protect your home from embers just won't be helpful for the other. And so in those situations, then replacing siding on one exposure might be your best bet.
It's important to prepare yourself for wildfire, but also your pets. Julie Atwood is with the Halter Project. She says animals need go bags and evacuation plans, too.
If you live in an area or work or have a ranch or commercial agricultural business in a remote area, then you really need to be thinking ahead about what you're going to do with your animals. In a lot of those situations, evacuation of the animals, especially the large animals, is not going to be an option. And so then you're going to be switching to your shelter in place planning. And we're here at a fire safe event. And so the takeaway message is, you want to make your animal home as safe as possible. So creating defensible space for your outdoor animals, whether they're livestock, chickens, ducks, if your dogs run around outside, you want to make sure that your home and their home is as safe and defensible in all types of hazards, not just fire, but storms and, you know, slides and floods and, you know, things that still happen. While we're talking about those types of incidents, we also stress the importance of making sure that you have enough supplies. If you're leaving, if you're evacuating, you need to take at least enough for 5 to 7 days for your animals, but your stay crates and your emergency supplies at home should really have at least 30 days or 1 month supply and more when it comes to medications and things like parasite control or special diet foods.
All this preparation isn't for nothing. Lynn Osgood is deputy fire marshal with the Novato Fire District. She says it makes all the difference for first responders if a fire sparks.
It absolutely does, because it could save us time from having to knock on doors if people already are prepared to evacuate and they know what to do. If they receive notification, they know to grab their go bags and to evacuate. So that saves time not only for the firefighters, but for enforcement, you know, PD or sheriff's department. And then also when we are driving through a neighborhood, let's say there's a fire on the hillside, and we are looking at which houses have already completed their work, which ones are defendable. And along with that, we are creating shaded field breaks behind homes, which means that we are cutting the grasses down behind the homes, limbing up trees, which slows the fire down and gives firefighters a chance and extra time to fight the fires.
And you know, have you seen that understanding change as we've seen wildfires more common? Is this something you've seen people more engaged in? And more...
Absolutely. And, you know, since 2017, where it came very close to us, the North Bay fires, that really touched people and made them realize that we have the ability to have that same type of fire in Marin County. So since that time, I've seen so many neighborhoods incredibly engaged. We have 15 FireWise neighborhoods in Novato, and those neighborhoods are so organized. They reach out to their neighbors. They know what defensible spaces. They can educate their neighbors. They help in their neighbors applying for grants, because we have matching grants. MWP, PA has grants. So it incentivizes people to make those changes in home hardening, as well as removing fire-prone plants around their house. I've never seen a community so knowledgeable in regards to wildfire preparedness than I have today.
And are there, I guess, kind of your go-to tips to sort of, you know, kind of the big picture things you tell people in terms of having, you know, home hardening, things like that?
Yeah, the big tips is first and foremost, be prepared to go. You have your go bags, because we want people to evacuate when they receive that notification. The next is preparing your home for that event, which is the home hardening first. You know, top down, roof, siding, vents, windows, decking, and then you move out the first 5 feet of your house. Really, don't have anything combustible within the first 5 feet of your house. Scientifically, it's been proven. And then move out from there as your defensible space, and choose fire-resistant plantings. We have tons of lists for people through Fire Safe Marin. But, you know, that is becoming fire adaptive. So we're adapting to something that's going to happen, and you create an adaptive house and an adaptive neighborhood to wildfire.
To learn more about Ember Stomp or to find additional resources, visit firesafemarin.org.
Bay Current is a production of KCBS Radio. For more Bay Area stories, subscribe to Bay Current on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.